This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Cardinal Vincent Nichols, Archbishop of Westminster, says the main headline in Pope Francis's apostolic letter issued this week is how it reinforces the fundamental shape and purpose of the reform that he is persistently putting forward for all of us. Entitled Misericordia Misera, the letter was published at the close of the Year of Mercy, and its central message is that the door of mercy remains wide open, despite the end of the Jubilee year. I spoke to Cardinal Nichols earlier.
I think it is a rather wonderful close to the Year of Mercy, the Jubilee Year of Mercy, and an insistence on the fact that the gift of mercy remains open to us in its fullness. I was taken by his comment in his homily for the Mass of the end of the Year of Mercy when he said, "The door of mercy is closing, but the true door of mercy, which is the heart of Jesus, always remains open for us." And then in his apostolic letter, he goes on to explore what that means in practice.
As far as the media worldwide was concerned, the most headline-grabbing initiative in the letter was about extending indefinitely the faculties for all priests to absolve the sin of procured abortion. Did you expect something like this from Pope Francis?
Well, I'm afraid the worldwide media often grab the wrong headlines. The headlines in this letter are actually how it reinforces the fundamental shape and purpose of the reform that Pope Francis is persistently putting forward to all of us. I mean, he says in the letter very clearly, you know, that what he thinks the church must grow in is its culture of mercy. And he talks about a perennial activity of pastoral conversion. These are the things that help us to understand Pope Francis and what he wants. And the question of the faculties to forgive abortion, frankly, are not major in comparison to that. In many dioceses in the world, that faculty is there already.
What about the faculty for priests of the Society of St. Pius X to hear confessions and grant absolution?
Well, I would imagine that for those small numbers, that's a very important step because it's obviously a step towards the healing of the separation that they have caused. And that is a good thing. I think for the vast majority of Catholics, the emphasis in this letter and in the Year of Forgiveness and in what lies ahead is that we understand and create clear grasping of the mercy of God as what gives us hope. Pope Francis beautifully describes this year as a new visitation of the Lord and invites us to give thanks for that and to continue to celebrate mercy day by day. These are the real headlines.
And what kind of feedback have you received or heard about concerning the faithful to this apostolic letter?
Well, I've been sitting here in Rome, but what strikes me is that this letter, in some of the conclusions that it draws and some of the challenges that it casts before us, is very similar to the discussion we had last week in the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales, when every bishop shared in their own reflections on the Year of Mercy in their diocese. And what that showed at home for us in England and Wales was a real fruitfulness of the year, a real expansion of the use of the sacrament of reconciliation. I actually use the word explosion. And great creativity in trying to understand more deeply and grasp the joy of the works, the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. So as I read this letter, I find there's a great harmony between this and what we have experienced in England and Wales.
And I was speaking there to Cardinal Vincent Nichols, Archbishop of Westminster.